This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, you're going to learn about things like, anxiety and love. We're going to talk about the magic of food. We're also going to spend some time with Robert Clancy talking about comfort and knowing about the comfort from beyond. He had an experience this weekend he'll be talking to us about. And during this hour, we're going to spend some time with Jennifer Wilson, who makes pink cupcakes. She's a breast cancer survivor, and we're going to find out more about the Susan G. Komen Foundation in the Los Angeles area as they get ready for their annual race for the cure. We're going to begin our program by going to one of my favorite cities, Chicago, Illinois, or as they used to say, Chicago, Illinois. I don't know why they did that, but they did. Gail Barnes, who is a technology and sustainability expert. We're going to be talking about recycling and health. And we met earlier this morning. Gail, welcome to Late Night Health.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
How did you get into the sustainability of recycling?
Oh, a long, long time ago, I was in South Africa. As you can hear, my accent is not typically Chicagoan. And, I was in South Africa, and I was working for a packaging company, and they made a cotton-based packaging. And really, from that time onwards, you know, and as I grew older, as one does, one realizes one takes sustainability and environmental issues and running out of landfill and things like that and the kind of world that you're going to leave to the folks that come after you. I started my career as a teacher, so very, very cognizant of the world that we're going to leave our kids, although I don't have any kids myself. And
you can always adopt Daryl and me. We're available. We come with wives and either stepchildren or regular children, but we are available for adoption should you want that.
Well, right now you are hash one and two on my should I ever adopt list. I almost certainly think of you.
Is South Africa ahead of the United States in terms of recycling?
I wouldn't say so, you know, although the consciousness of the need to recycle is huge in South Africa. There is an artist who has built a pinnacle. It stands, I believe, hundreds of feet high, made of plastic bottles, to raise awareness of the issue of plastic. Plastic needs to be recycled and plastic bottles in particular. So the awareness is there. Technologically, I'm not sure. You know, it's been a while since I've been there. But, you know, just talking about recycling, the United States is the number one trash producing country in the world. Did you know that?
I did.
609 pounds per person. You know, that sounds like a that's a huge amount of trash a year.
With over 300 million people, absolutely.
You know, China used to process nearly one-third of the recyclable plastic in North America. So North America, we're talking United States, Canada, and Mexico. But, and this is a big but, not anymore. There is now a garbage ban from China. It went fully into effect as of January 1. So we can't export our waste to China anymore. And with waste becoming more difficult to ditch, we are going to have to embrace a zero waste mentality. Money and confusion are often the top three things that are given why some of us don't adopt a greener lifestyle. But, you know, it doesn't have to cost a fortune or take a ton of time to become what I like to call an effortless environmentalist.
But at the same time, when we recycle, we're here in Southern California, and we have a recycling bin, a trash bin, and actually a third bin for yard waste. But the recycling bin, I throw plastic bottles, glass bottles, containers. They recently asked us not to put styrofoam thingies in there because they tend to blow. I think that's the blow out when they're dumped into the recycling truck. But I want to know what's happening to all that stuff. If we can't export it for recycling, can it be used for something? I remember years ago with the styrofoam, McDonald's was criticized because of their sandwich packaging. Now they turn it into park benches, which I think is a great idea. Is this stuff really usable, or is it just words?
If there is the infrastructure to handle it, and that involves, first of all, sorting it, and then breaking the components down into, you know, bits and pieces that can be used in other products, then the answer is yes. The thing is, with so much of the trash having gone to China in the past, there may not always in every location be the kind of infrastructure that one needs. It's called a municipal waste facility, you know, where they take the waste material in and they sort it into different streams, so aluminum or plastic, you know, different kinds of plastics. So if the infrastructure isn't there, it's going to take a bit of time.
And we're going to have mountains of this stuff if we don't already. Do they, is it, once it's sorted, and I tell my wife, you know, if you have to rinse something, rinse it briefly, because it's a waste of water, and like with glass, they melt it down to reuse. My understanding with the plastic is it's chopped finely and maybe melted again. I don't know what they do with the plastic.
You know, different people do different things with the plastic. You know, some certainly break it down into chips, and then that goes off to people who have a use for plastic chips. Sometimes it's chemically recycled. You know, it just depends. There are many ways to recycle it, but you've got to have, you know, just again, the infrastructure to be able to do that. And without that, the choice is landfill or energy from waste, also known as incineration, you know, for places where they do have that as an option.
The incineration's got to be environmentally bad, I would think, because of the burn. You know, you burn it and it gets into the atmosphere.
There are very, very clean energy from waste plants. You know, most of my experience is from Europe, but I can tell you that, for example, in Sweden, where much of the waste is used for energy from waste, because, of course, they use the energy they get for what is called district heating. It's kind of underfloor hot water heating, which is wonderful because it, you know, your waste, the energy that is trapped in all that waste isn't lost. It goes to district heating. But the air quality standards are very, very strict in Europe. And, you know, Sweden I know well because I spent 17 years working for a Swedish company. So the emissions, you know, the air is rare, the particles or anything that should not be in the emissions is scrubbed from the emissions before they are released to air. So, you know, it's once again, it's the technology. It exists to recover the energy from the waste and still and not have a problem with clean air.
We are speaking with Gail Barnes. She's a has a PhD. She's a technology and sustainability expert. She is teaching people to be effortless environmentalists. She's also known as the effortless environmentalist. And we're talking about really healing the earth, making the earth healthy for the next generation. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I would agree. And, you know, talking about the earth brings me to one of my favorite topics, which is composting. Because folks oftentimes think that the earth is just brown dirt, but the earth is actually a living system. You've got the plants growing in it, and round the roots of the plants, you've got microorganisms that they get a benefit from the plants, and the plants get a benefit from them. Now, how does compost, or the for people lucky enough to have a compost stream, and I know out in California,
a lot of people do. We're going to take a time out. We're going to come back and speak more with Gail Barnes. We'll have her beautiful picture up on our website shortly, as well as an article and a link to her website as well. We thank her for sending out a tweet this morning as we record our show. We're going to find out more about composting, or I'm going to find out again how Gail pronounces that with her South African beautiful accent. Join us at LateNightHealth.com. Also visit us at Facebook, Facebook.com/LateNightHealthRadio. We'll be back. Take it away, Daryl. Daryl.
Love becomes an unlimited, renewable resource the instant it's powered by all the beauty within your priceless soul. And you are limitless. Love is also heaven's charitable cash. That's why you're meant to spend your life giving it all away to others. Just think of how rich you truly are. It takes but one kind heart to make a tree blossom with love. And it's your turn to grow with that love. Share your bounty with the world.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At EasyWay Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, EasyWay Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Late Night Health continues. In about 15 minutes or so, we'll be spending some time with Jennifer Wilson talking about her experience with breast cancer. And we will talk about the upcoming Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure here on Late Night Health. Right now, we go back to Chicago, one of my favorite cities, great food place. We're going to spend some more time with Gail Barnes. Gail, just before we went out, you told us that you volunteered with the United States Composting Group. Can anybody compost, even if you're living in a condo or a townhome?
Absolutely. You know, obviously, if you're lucky enough to have a garden, that's wonderful because you can compost the traditional way. But there are, and they vary from small to medium size, you know, countertop to sort of the size of a, you know, average trash bin, composting units that you can get online. Some are very elegant and very beautiful, and there's one that I have my eye on that is made of wood, and it's got a stainless steel top, and it just looks gorgeous. So, yes, you know, it's from very small to stuff that's medium-sized or large or even outside. Absolutely, everybody can compost, and, you know, you can put your paper, cardboard, eggshells, coffee grounds, houseplants, you know, your tomato plants, tomato.
Yes.
You say tomato. I say tomato.
Yes. I love that song. We have every week we fill a canister with old shrubbery and leaves, and we have several palm trees, and they have these big, very hard, very sharp fronds. Is all of that recyclable, compostable?
Absolutely. If it was growing, it is definitely recyclable. So plant material, you know, depending on the size of your compost heap, you might want to chop up some of the palm fronds to make the process go a little bit easier. Yeah, but hair, fur, fireplace ashes, and there is a company that I have done some consulting for out of Israel that produces flexible packaging. Can you believe zipper bags that you can also put in the compost?
So, what a great idea.
Yeah, how convenient is that? You know, because flexible packaging, you remember we were talking about the infrastructure and how you need to sort. Now, as you can imagine, things like plastic bags or flexible packaging or crisp bags or stand-up pouches, because they're so light, there's really not very much packaging, you know, in many of those packages. So they're very difficult to sort, and they're very difficult to recycle. So it's very, very clever, I think, to be able to have flexible packaging that you can put in with your kitchen waste, and it can be composted. Now, there are two types of composting. The one, you need an industrial composter, industrial conditions, which means a certain temperature, sort of things like that. But then there's also home compostable packaging, and the packaging from the company that I did some work for, it's called TIPA, T-I-P-A, that is home compostable. So absolutely, if you've been, you know, using the Ziploc bags for some of the stuff, it's good for the freezer as well. So, you know, if you've been using that and want to dispose of it, you can put it into your home composting. And there you go. It will break down 24 weeks, something like that. You will have, you know, when all your compost is ready, you know, the other stuff that you've put in there, when it's right. all broken down, you'll be able to use that straight back into the garden to put nutrients back into the garden. So
are those Ziploc bags and other, you know, sandwich bags, are those made from petroleum, or are many of them now plant-based so that they do break down?
Many of them are now plant-based. And, you know, the way to check out if a certain bag is compostable or not is have a look on the package. You should see a symbol there that says it's either industrial compostable, certified by the BPI, or Vincot certified home compostable. So when you see that home compostable, you know you can literally put it into your system that you've got in the kitchen, or you can put it into your garden compost heap, and it will break down. You know, as with the palm fronds, you want to speed up the process.
Chop it up.
Yeah, exactly. You increase the surface area.
Sure. Listen, we are out of time, Gail, but we'd love to have you back. One of the things that you do talk about is that up to 40% of the American diet is thrown away. Terrible, and we should do something about that. I really enjoyed our conversation. Look forward to our next one.
Absolutely, number one adopted son.
Yeah, thank you very much. Except that I'm 20 years older. Anyway, that's another story. Gail Barnes has been our guest. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with Jennifer Wilson about her pink cupcakes. Don't go away as Late Night Health continues. Be sure to visit us at latenighthealth.com.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts. but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. A man who repeatedly stabbed a Garden Grove Cafe employee and then stomped on the victim's head as he fought for his life has been sentenced to prison for the rest of his life with no possibility of parole for the 2014 murder. Orange County Superior Court Judge John Connolly tacked 7 more years onto Robert Gabriel Rogers' sentence for attacking his own mother, who spoke on behalf of the 24-year-old in court. A fight involving 2 transients at a homeless encampment slated to be dismantled on Friday left one of them dead and the other in the hospital. The men, who haven't been identified, lived in the encampment near the Santa Ana Freeway and Chapman Avenue. And Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti and other officials broke ground Friday on a 2.6-mile second section of the Metro Purple Line extension project, which will bring subway service to downtown Beverly Hills and Century City. 790 KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, mostly clear, low of around 46. Sunny, 63 this afternoon. Right now, it's 48 in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. In about 15 minutes, 16 minutes from now, Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers, will be joining us. He had an experience over the weekend. He was in Detroit. We'll find out more about that. And his experience in comfort from beyond. We'll find out more about that, as I said, in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Right now, we go to Orange County, California. We're going to spend some time with Jennifer Wilson. We're going to plug her own personal company, Pink Carpet Cupcakes. A dozen are on its way, I'm sure, to us right now, though we prefer gluten-free cupcakes.
No, I don't care.
You don't care. You just want cupcakes.
Doesn't matter to me in the least.
All right, got it.
In fact, you can hold the cakes and just send the icing. I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm actually the same way. Jennifer is going to talk to us today about the Circle of Promise with the Susan G. Komen Foundation, as well as the Race for the Cure. Jennifer, thanks for taking the time out of your schedule to join us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so honored to be on with you today.
You yourself are a cancer survivor. Tell us about that.
I am. I was actually diagnosed 7 years ago where I just felt a lump. And from feeling it, and I'm very aware of my own body, I knew it was unfamiliar. And so I went to have it checked. And lo and behold, after having at a self-examination, I did learn that I was being diagnosed with breast cancer. So it was a very long journey, but today I can say I'm here and I am 7-year breast cancer survivor.
Coming up on 8 years.
Yes, May.
May.
May will be 8.
You were diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer. Explain that.
That is and a lot of people are not aware of, but it's a very, very aggressive cancer, and their survival rate is extremely low. I was not very versed or familiar with breast cancer upon my diagnosis, so I didn't know how severe of the type I was being diagnosed with. It wasn't until after I learned that the survival rate is very extremely low. So I am. That makes me extra especially thankful to be here today, and the reason why I do what I do and spread information throughout the communities on how to give yourself breast health exams, take advantage of the resources that are available, and the importance of early detection.
And, of course, the Circle of Promise is designed for African-American women in particular because they don't have access or don't know about self-exams and breast health in general.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is why it is so dear to my heart in my own communities and making this available. As you mentioned, it's extremely higher within the African-American community, so much so even 40% higher. So, and the reasons are because of the lack of knowledge. So with the Circle of Promise, it's a great initiative where we go out through faith-based communities where we're getting involved with the churches, where churches are having events and community building relationships where we can get the community out, give them the information, show them that it's nothing to be fearful about, but to really take advantage so that they are tapping into whether it stems from a generational thing, just getting resources to know how we can prevent and even stop this.
Were you were not involved before this?
I was not involved at all before. It was all brand new to me. I was the first person within my own family to be diagnosed with breast cancer.
And yet I think everybody has heard about breast cancer. And had you been doing self-exams, or you just happened to find the lump?
You know, I was told that I was too young when I was diagnosed at the age of 34, that I was too young to even have breast cancer. So I was certainly not looking for it or giving myself a breast exam. I didn't have any family history of it, so there was no initial need or thought for me to do it. It wasn't until I became diagnosed that I understand the importance on early detection and really examining yourself and just being aware of your body.
Coming up, we have the Race for the Cure. I'm assuming you will be there.
I will be there with bells and whistles on. It's an amazing time of the year. I am, like, so excited. Last year we had, of course, the Survivor's Tent where all of the survivors are treated as VIP. You know, they can come, they'll have food, we'll have entertainment, we have pampering for them. So it's an amazing time, and the most important thing is the people who show up and really support, and all of the proceeds, or at least 75% of the proceeds, are going back out into the communities where we're able to spread this phenomenal information, and then 25% where is going into research to help find a cure for this disease.
And of course, if you're not in the LA area, there are races for the cure throughout the country, and you can check that out by going to your local Susan G. Komen Foundation website and find out more information. This one in Southern California is held at Dodger Stadium. It's a great event. I've been to it in the past. Unfortunately, I have another commitment that weekend. However, it is something that we at Late Night Health believe in because of the early detection. And we think that it's an important way of sharing that information with everybody, because almost everybody, man, woman, child, doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are, what color you are, what religion you are, breast cancer does affect everybody. And early detection is truly, truly the key. Tell us about the pink cupcakes, pink carpet cupcakes. Is this in a way of helping support
the Susan G. Komen Foundation, or is this just something because you like to make cupcakes?
Absolutely. All of the above. Pink carpet cupcakes actually derive from my journey with my breast cancer diagnosis. And so, you know, you'll have, we're in Los Angeles. You hear about the red carpet all of the time. But in my case, it's the pink carpet, which is going to display or exude the survivor in all of us, the star in all of us, and just the empowerment of a woman. And certainly so each year, people are able to partake in the pink carpet cupcakes at our Race for Cure, which is on March 10th this year at the Dodger Stadium. So we're excited.
And are there different flavors, or are they all pink and strawberry?
They're all different flavors, and I just wanted to say we do have gluten-free.
Just that's good. That's good. Do they taste as good as...
They are delish.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're into food here, healthy food if we can.
Very good. Okay, right. So we've got you for a couple of dozen of gluten-free.
All right, good. Or as Daryl said, just the icing is good, too.
We've got you too, Daryl.
All right.
Very good. Thank you.
So this has been a life-changing experience. You're still a young woman. Do you have children, and had you had children prior to your diagnosis?
I do, and my children are young adults now. My son graduated college. My daughter is graduating early this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But they were middle school when I was diagnosed. My daughter was... they were both extremely supportive. They just knew that this was something that I would get through. It was just a chapter of my life that, for whatever reason, I had to go through it. And it is so that coming out on the other side, I feel so much stronger and empowered, and I have a sense of purpose on why I went through it and what I am supposed to do. So as I'm an ambassador for Susan G. Komen, I'm living in my purpose now, where I'm able to speak to other women and show them that they too can get through this thing. This diagnosis of breast cancer is not a death sentence, but there is life after diagnosis of breast cancer. And so that is what my purpose is in going through my battle. And I just want to encourage everyone to get your mammograms. Early detection is key. There, you know, a lot of women are nervous because they say it's uncomfortable, but just a few minutes of uncomfortableness can save your life. So I encourage women. We have the mammography trucks now that are out in the communities where if you have some sort of skepticism about going into the clinical offices, we have the mammography trucks available.
And they're staffed with volunteers and professionals.
Absolutely.
To help you go through the whole process.
Absolutely.
What went through your mind when your doctor said to you, Jennifer, you have cancer?
Geesh. Well, mine was very out of the ordinary. I was actually at my office sitting in front of my computer, and I received a phone call from the nurse. And on the other line, she says, Jennifer, we've got your results in, and it's cancer. So my initial...
Just like that?
I did. And I didn't know how to receive it at first. I knew it was very shocking. But later, it all came together for me that it was the urgency that she had to deliver to me that way. Because oftentimes people will receive a phone call, and they'll say, well, we've got your results. We want you to come in to the office. You know, can you come in? And people will put it off. But because this was something that I needed to tackle
immediately,
the delivery had to be that way. And so I knew there was an urgency. And because of that, I was able to, everything, my head was literally spinning. I went in, you know, I had the lumpectomy, made my appointment, went in right for shortly after for chemotherapy, then went for radiation.
Oh, boy, you went for the whole thing.
Yes, but I'm here today because of that, the urgency, and I was able to move quickly upon having that message delivered to me. But definitely the initial was shock, my initial response.
Turn to faith, more faith, prayer, family groups like that.
Certainly so. I had my entire church family praying, my family praying, of course, myself. My faith was reignited, for lack of better words. But I encourage everyone that, you know, having faith will definitely be the key in getting you through this. It's not something that you can even imagine going through. It's one thing to be in it, and then it's another thing to be someone on the outside saying you can make it through. So you've got to be in tune with your faith to have that substance to hold on to make it through a cancer diagnosis. And
right.
So I'm so thankful for everyone who believed with me in prayer and believed with me and encouraged me and fought with me. Because of them, it helped me to survive.
Well, you are a beacon here in Southern California. We appreciate everything that you do. Jennifer Wilson has been our guest. She is going to be participating in the Race for the Cure coming up on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. And again, if you're listening around the country, check out your own Race for the Cure and other activities and events at the Susan G. Komen Foundation nearest you. Jennifer, thank you very much. Oh, and if you go, if you're at the Dodger Stadium, you may even be able to sneak a pink carpet cupcake. It's yes. A possibility, right?
Yes, for sure. We would love to see you all there.
Jennifer, thanks a lot. All right, coming up is Robert Clancy. Don't go away. More coming up.
Love becomes an unlimited, renewable resource the instant it's powered by all the beauty within your priceless soul. And you are limitless. Love is also heaven's charitable cash. That's why you're meant to spend your life giving it all away to others. Just think of how rich you truly are. It takes but one kind heart to make a tree blossom with love. And it's your turn to grow with that love. Share your bounty with the world.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At EasyWay Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, EasyWay Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Late Night Health continues with our regular contributor, Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers. You can find him at guidetothesoul.com. This last weekend, Robert was in Detroit, Michigan. He was appearing on a nationally syndicated TV show. We'll be talking about that when we know the air date, September or October of this year. However, Robert, while he was in Detroit, was kind of guided to the Motown Museum, and we're going to turn this over to Robert as he talks about comfort from beyond. Robert.
Yes, and I had a wonderful time in Detroit. I was at the Motown Museum and actually had a profound experience there, which I'm sure many musicians did too when they were writing all those beautiful songs. So my inspirational quote is, "Know the light within and you'll never be without." And while I was at the museum, we went down into the actual studio, the recording room, and I look over and there's sheet music that says "My Girl," and the tour guide has everyone on the tour start singing this song. Well, this song has deep meaning for our family. My niece Caitlin, who was about 18, almost 19 years old, passed away 4 years to the day that I was standing in that studio.
Wow.
And her favorite song was "My Girl" with my brother, her father. And this song was on her funeral video. So while everybody was singing, smiling, I was losing it standing there because I'm in the place where that song was recorded. And then I started smiling. I called my brother from there, right? I just walked out of the recording studio and said, "Guess where I am right now?" And I told him, and he started smiling and laughing. And, you know, his daughter passed away 4 years ago on that day.
Which has still got to have a lot of pain for you and him and the rest of the family. But do you find that there's comfort in situations like that where, and I know you were kind of brought to the museum kicking and screaming a little bit. You didn't want to go at first.
I was a little tired from my flight and wasn't really planning on going anywhere that day, and I was glad I did. Sometimes, you know, you have to be guided in that area to do things and go there. But there's, you know, comfort in the fact that, you know, I'm not a psychic medium, but there was a profound message in that, and you can take comfort in knowing that with that song and just doing that brought her back to me for that moment.
In my life, every time I have certain foods, I think of family members, okay? My father in particular. And we don't eat the food a lot, and when I think about it or see it, I think of him. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about? Because I'm not a psychic medium. I don't get a direct message from my father who this week, early next week, has been gone for over 30, well, it'll be 36 years on Tuesday, I think. And
the whole point is that these little messages, just paying attention to these signs or symbols, and the message and the takeaway for you and for everyone is that the person still lives on in your heart when you're reminded of them. And that's the key. And that's how they're back. That's how they've never left you, because they're in that love. And for me, grief is a direct translation of how much love you have. So if you're in deep grief, then you must have that big heart that holds all of that love. And transitioning from that grief to that love is the key to healing. It's the key to not moving on, because you're not supposed to let go of grief in that way. It becomes just simply love.
When people pass on, some people grieve, as you said, and at the same time, others let it go, let that person go. And I can't help but thinking of my uncle, my mother, my father, my grandparents. Every time I sit at a computer, I think of my grandfather. We should embrace that memory.
Absolutely. It's not a letting go. Grief isn't about letting go of your loved one. It's creating more room in your heart for the love that you have for them.
Got it. Robert, thank you for joining us as always. Now that you're big time showbiz, you're still stuck with us. Join Robert at guidetothesoul.com, and you can also check out his book at soulciphers.com and also on Amazon. Robert, we'll talk next week.
All right, thank you so much. I'll look forward to connecting with you guys then.
All right, good deal. Thanks a lot. Robert Clancy here on Late Night Health. All right, first hour is done. Second hour is coming up. Lots going on here at Late Night Health. Join us at latenighthealth.com for more information.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on, with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise, producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill, so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto.
If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline. So don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.